Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever works best for you. And you're on the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host. Today, we'll have an interesting discussion about Rotary International, and especially as it relates to our Du Bois chapter. But first, I wanted to mention congratulations to Indiana University on their first ever national championship. We used to always laugh about IU football, and it was pretty laughable until recently. I went to IUP, and Mr. Kurt Cignetti had a long history there, and it's funny that he's now at IU because we used to get confused all the time with IU, and my grandmother bought me a jacket that she thought was IUP, but it was IU, and I wore it proudly anyway. But congratulations to Indiana University, and glad to have a local connection with Kurt Cignetti, formerly of IUP. So today we have Scott Freno and Jay Lone from the Rotary. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're very welcome. We're going to go to our commercial, and then we'll come back and we'll get right into the talk about Rotary of Du Bois.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
So we're back on Connect FM. You're listening to the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host. Today I have Scott Freno and Jay Lone from the Du Bois Rotary. And guys, I mentioned in the hallway, I really don't know that much about the Rotary Club. Could you give us some highlights of what Rotary is and what it does? I do see you guys donating to local organizations, and that's certainly a welcome thing. So I'll shut up and let you talk about the Rotary.
So we're defined as a global service and local organization of business professionals, community leaders, volunteer to tackle critical issues, promote peace, and provide humanitarian aid.
Wow, that's a pretty big mission. Now, how does Rotary Du Bois meet that mission?
We do it through a variety of community-based projects that are funded by our group as well as matched by our local district to do certain service projects within the area. And then we also do a charity auction each year where we raise funds for college scholarships, for youth leadership scholarships, as well as provide grants to local nonprofits.
Well, that is definitely needed. We hear everybody complaining about student loans. So your college work is definitely much appreciated. And then, of course, you have the Rotary Radio Auction. I grew up hearing about the Rotary Radio Auction, and I remember reading the big article that had a listing of all the stuff that was for sale. And, of course, I've helped donate some items for the past 10 years, and that's something you get a lot of community support from. So you're doing good.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're gearing up to be bigger than ever. So not only have all the fan favorites that have always been in there as far as gift certificates and local experiences and baskets, but then we also have some fun vacations and some different things for memorabilia, whether it comes to your favorite sports players or Taylor Swift fans, Star Wars fans. We got a little bit of everything going on.
That's wonderful. And vacations sound great, especially on a blustery day like today. Is it just you guys, or how many are involved locally?
So we have 35 in our chapter, but obviously we anticipate growing like any group does, like that aspect. We meet every Tuesday at the Du Bois at Luigi's restaurant at noon, we speak about the programs we have going on a monthly basis, yearly basis. But, if I can reiterate on the auction itself, I'll give Jay his ups because, in the past, we have typically went down, and we spoke about it a little bit out in the hallway there. We've typically have always went down that road of the newspaper and, of course, the radio, right? And we're going to still stay with that. But as as you know, the technology grows, we have to grow with it too. And Jay has taken us to that next step. He doesn't like to brag about it or talk about it, but he's done an amazing job for the Rotary. He truly has, and he should be acknowledged for that. We're real proud of him. It's amazing. We come up, and again, we've had so many community places in our community that donate every year, like yourself. But Jay steps up, and when it's his time to talk and what we're doing, he comes up with a Taylor Swift thing or a Star Wars thing, you know, and it's something, it's out of the box, and we need that. We truly do need that. We love our community. We love the fact that we're getting so much, you know, support from our community, and we hope that will continue. But if you, the only way that you're going to grow is if you grow in different aspects. But you only go to that well so many times for people to donate. And if sooner or later, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And we get it. Because if people give, they're 10, we're, most other groups are going to follow that group, those people too. You know?
Yes, and you have to embrace technology. Sometimes mm-hmm. as much as I hate it, I'm sitting here today because I lost a job that was dependent on landline copper run telephone service. And I was there for 15 years. My dad retired from the company and my grandmother retired from the company. And I made it 15 years and I'll get a pension when I turn 65. But cell phones directly mm-hmm. caused me to change careers.
Sure.
And I'm doing better because of it and I'm having more fun. But sometimes technology is something that we readily embrace, and other times we're afraid of it.
Yeah.
But you have to keep up with the times or you fall behind. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to hear that the Rotary is embracing that technology. I'm curious, though, how successful was it? Now, you started this last year mm-hmm. when you were doing more online stuff?
We had raised around a little over $32,000, I believe, last year. And so had about $54,000 worth of retail value on items, and then this year we're looking to vastly go beyond that. So we're hoping to obviously, you know, shatter our goals from previous years.
Yes, and I would imagine it will grow because people were having a learning curve and had to dive in. So now that they're wet from diving in, they're going to probably use the online stuff, and you'll have a greater sales record this year, I bet.
Yeah, and pain point last year is when we took PayPal, where with our new platform, we have 9 different payment options. So people that like to do traditional cash or check, that's an option, but as well as Venmo, PayPal, credit cards, ACH, Google Pay, mm-hmm. Apple Pay, Cash App, we can take it all.
Yes, I don't even know what they all are.
Yeah. And the unique thing about the app that we're going through is it'll give you notifications. If you bid on something, it'll then let you know if somebody just outbid you, right? And it'll give you a little bit of an update. It'll send a text to your phone or an email, however the process yep. looks, right? And which is unique, but kind of neat in a way, you know? So we're excited about that. We're excited about the new platform we'll be using. And it's the goal is to continue to grow any way we can. A lot of it, I always say that we cannot grow within our community if we don't have a community behind us, right?
Absolutely.
And the Rotary is so fortunate and blessed to have as much support we have through the community.
Yes. And I like to hear about that app because if you can give real quick responses for the bids, you're going to create a lot of extra excitement and the bidding should increase.
Yeah, and if you bid on something, let's say 3 hours ago, and it's ending at a certain time, correct? If it's ending at 9 o'clock, as long as you bid on it, it'll then say, okay, well, this item will be ending in 15 minutes, in 10 minutes. So in case you forgot about it, you know, and you're like, oh, you know what? It's only there. Let me put another bid on it. That should be exciting for the people bidding and for us down the, you know, for the end result.
Yes. Go ahead.
There's also a maximum bid function as well. So if you would like, if you're more of a set it, forget it, meaning I'm willing to pay $100 for this item, but if current bidding is at $10, you can set your maximum bid and it'll automatically update it for you.
Yes, that's a good eBay function. I've taken advantage of that. Although on eBay, I get frustrated because a lot of times the real bids come in at the last minute. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see how it can be ignored for a long time. And then the last 30 seconds is mm-hmm. when the winning
when
bid
gets
comes
hot,
in.
When it gets ready, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got to keep an eye on your bid if you want to win. So that's some good news. I am curious. I don't quite understand the international aspect to Rotary. I know one day I was at your club, and there was banners from all different chapters all over the world. I saw France and the Philippines and England and some others.
Mm-hmm. We're actually in every country of the world. So there's 1.4 million members globally, and mm-hmm. as a global mission, it's to eradicate polio.
Ah. It's a disease. And polio had a strong Pennsylvania connection with Jonas Salk being in Pittsburgh. And I had lived in Newcastle for about 20 years, and there was a doctor in Newcastle that helped with the research. And a lot of Newcastle kids were the first in the country to get the vaccine. Wow. So Pennsylvania has a lot of history that we often forget about. And I'm glad to hear about the connection with your club with the whole world. And that's very interesting. Not many Du Bois stuff have connections with every other country. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that
so
works
they help
out
with
well.
Disaster relief as well and feeding initiatives and things like that. And so individuals can donate within our club and through dues and things like that. But globally, like last year, collectively, they did about $427 million worth of total funding
that's
around the world.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you guys having issues with volunteers? And here's what I mean. Last week we had Jody August that was talking about the various clubs and organizations that are in the area. And she mentioned that several of them are hurting a bit for members. It seems people are less focused on volunteering their time, and we're keeping ourselves busy sometimes with just the technology. And people don't seem to be joining even the fire departments and other organizations as quickly as they used to. Do you have any thoughts on that or a reflection on how it's impacting the Rotary?
Well, fortunately, we have Jody as one of our Rotarians also.
Yes.
She's a bright spot for us for sure. There is some truth to that. We tend to, you know, you always want more, right? And it's tough to make that commitment of, you know, once a week, every week, you know, and that's with any group, whatever it may be, the Little League or, you know, the Rotary or the United Way. It takes a lot. It truly does. And it takes, you know, the right person to do it, too. You don't want somebody to come in who isn't fully committed, you know, and because you're not going to see a whole bunch of them because that commitment isn't there, correct? So Jody's got a good point with that. We're trying to change that a little bit, but it's always difficult. And you're right, that this day and age with people, technology, it kind of takes over their time.
Yes, my 3-year-old is very, very busy, but it's with his tablet, and yeah. It's at the exclusion of other things. We're trying to limit how long he's using that tablet, and it's been a challenge, believe mm-hmm. me. One thing that I notice is with your weekly meetings, that might help your members stay more connected. Mm-hmm. Most organizations don't have weekly meetings, and I'm often happy for that, but the weekly meetings are good to keep people connected and focused, and you give them a lunch, so food is always good for making the membership happy.
We have a great meal, and we have a great club. I mean, it's not your stuffy, boring club. We actually laugh a lot, tease each other, have some fun, so mm-hmm. it's a good time not only doing charity work, but also hanging out with your friends and having a good time.
Yes, I'm often there when you have your meetings, and I see people coming in with a smile and leaving with a smile. So they must be very committed and happy with what they're doing.
And some of it's about networking, too. I mean, you have to have that, right? If you're going to be in a certain, you walked in and said, you know, I see you everywhere now, Scott, you know, and that's kind of the goal. You know, the networking will eventually help you in the long run, right? You know, and you hope that works. But Rotary is definitely part of that, for sure.
Yes. Can you talk a little bit more about the eradicating polio? I think as far as the U.S. is concerned, we had it beat, but there's some people that are resistant to the vaccines, and we've seen a resurgence a little bit in the United States, especially in different areas of the U.S., but I would imagine that polio eradication is probably more focused outside of the United States.
Yeah, they do a great job at it, and have had the numbers, you know, where they thought they had it almost beat, but then less developed countries, particularly in the Middle East, will get flare-ups. And so it's just kind of an unfortunate, never-ending battle.
Yes. I am married to a woman from the Philippines. She just became a citizen 2 months ago. And the Philippines is comprised of about 7,600 islands. And they have a challenge with such things because they have to go to 7,600 islands to vaccinate everybody.
Yeah.
And I have a sister-in-law that works for the government, and that's one of her roles, is taking vaccines. Like when they had the COVID situation, she had to travel all over the place to get the vaccines out. So we have a lot more infrastructure for travel and a lot better connection with our people here in the U.S. So we're very blessed to be here. And then in the Middle East, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India, they don't have as good a connection to all of their people like we do. So they have great challenges in getting anything out to their people. Even voting is a headache.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
So I'm glad to hear about that focus. Let's go to a sponsor, and we'll be back in just a moment.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Well, thank you. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Connect FM on 96.7 or 99.7, whichever works better for you, and you're on the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and today I have Rotarians as guests. We have Scott Frano and Jay Lone, who've been talking to us about the various programs that the Rotary Club sponsors and their international connection here with our local chapter in Dubois. Well, guys, you've educated me quite a bit, and I'm curious. I heard you guys are involved in helping come up with a monument for the Dubois Park?
Yeah, we've partnered with the city to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the United States, Pennsylvania, as well as the merger of Sandy Township and Dubois. And so we have a large black granite keystone monument that's going to be placed in the city park next to the SAL Veterans Memorial. And so hopefully that'll be, we're hoping to have it displayed by, mounted and displayed by Memorial Weekend.
Now that monument is on the Liberty Boulevard side, so
yes,
it'll be visible by people driving by. That'll be very nice. And I am excited for our 250th anniversary. It seemed like yesterday we were celebrating 1976 and having our 200th anniversary. I was in Sandy Elementary, and we had a patriotic play that I was involved in, and that seems like 100 years, but it's only half that, 50 years. So it's great that we're around, and I know I had gone to Normandy to see the beaches of Normandy on the 80th anniversary of the invasion. And one thing that I did not even think of was all of the churches that we visited were built over 1,000 years ago. And you just don't even think of 1,000 years here in the U.S. And I guess that's because we just weren't there.
Yeah.
So can one of you tell me what your involvement has meant to you personally with the Rotary Club?
Well, I'll say this. You know, the Rotary itself, you're not really sure, like yourself, Pat. You don't really know what the Rotary is all about. And when you walk in the room and you get educated a little bit and you kind of sit back and listen and learn a little bit, too, about the Rotary, it's one of the community services we have in our town, and It's near the top. It truly is. The continuous give back to our community and what we do and what we try to do, and bringing in people to talk on behalf of what their program is every Tuesday. To have a visitor come in like that and just the community aspect is the biggest thing for me. And they definitely put forward that process.
That's great. And how about you, Jay?
I'd say for me, because I'm a transplant to the area, I'm originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I've lived in the area for quite some time, but I kind of work in an office by myself. So this was a great opportunity to meet business and community leaders and network and just do great things for the community. I mean, that's our motto, is service above self.
Well, we definitely have better weather than Minneapolis, so you're one person that won't be complaining about our snow.
That is correct.
Yes. I have a tough question for you. Your logo looks like a cog or a spoke of a wheel, or like an old wagon wheel. Do you know what that represents?
I should, but I can't say that I do.
Well, I apologize, but I'll admit I don't know
either. That's good homework. That's good homework.
Yes, there you go. Next time we have you, I'll ask that again, and hopefully we'll figure out what that is.
Only you, Pat, would ask that question.
I'm sure it has something to do with the interconnection with the world and being an important cog in helping.
I mean, there is symbolism behind it. I just don't know exactly what that is. So we'll have it for next time.
It sounds good. I appreciate that. Well, guys, you've done a good job explaining. When is your Rotary radio auction so our viewers can be ready?
It's a week-long event. It's going to be start kicking off March 2nd all the way through the 6th. It's going to be in tandem with radio broadcast on Sunny 106 for an hour each day. So bidding starts Monday morning at 9 a.m. and goes online. Each segment goes 24 hours. Other than our major items, those are open all week. And with the radio broadcast, it'll be 1 hour Monday through Thursday and then 2 hours on Friday.
Sounds good. And is there going to be a website that somebody can track where their favorite items are in the process?
You can just go to our regular website, the DuboisRotaryClub.org, and right on the main page, you'll see a button that says enter the auction, and you hop right in right there.
And we didn't talk about how to join. If somebody out there wants to join the Rotary, how do they go about it?
We'd be happy to have them for a free lunch, and they can meet us any Tuesday at Luigi's, or they can contact us through our website or Facebook, any social media channels if they have interest in joining us.
Well, there you go. Well, as we wrap up, I want to thank Scott Frano and Jay Lone from the DuBois Rotary Club for coming and helping us understand what they're offering. And if anybody out there wants to be a member, Tuesday at what time?
11:45 or noon.
Tuesday at 11:45 at Luigi's. Tell them you're there to try out the Rotary, and you'll have a free lunch. Thank you, listeners. Have a great day.